I'm Rob Nichols, and this is the Volunteer Owensboro Podcast, brought to you by Volunteer Owensboro and Foreman Watson Holtree, where we talk to people involved with different nonprofits in our community. We're privileged to talk to Angela Settle, Executive Director with the Help Office of Owensboro. I was waiting for this one to come along because, although all of these are very important agencies, I can't think of any one agency that covers so much as the Help Office.
Absolutely, absolutely. So for over 50 years now, we've been providing the less fortunate in our community with the basic necessities of life, which is food, clothing, and basically financial help when they can't pay their rent. That keeps them from being homeless when we help them with that. Or if they can't pay their utility bill, we help them so they can keep their family safe and warm. But we don't stop there. There's much more. Those are the highlights, the big items. We have the most assistance, but we provide bus passes. We provide personal hygiene. Our clothing closet has a lot more than clothing. Mm-hmm. If you're moving into a new apartment, if you're coming out of a shelter, we've got towels, we've got sheets, we've got pots and pans. All these are donated items from our community. So we also have diapers. It's something that a lot of people don't know about. Mm-hmm. And other services that we have, we are strictly the person that does the interviews for Christian Dental, which is free dental work. And through the Lions Club, there's eye exams and eyeglasses. So they actually, clients can either come to the Help Office or call, and we just do a brief application, and then they will get those services free. And those are volunteer agencies also that are working and partnering with us.
It's amazing to see all of the different things you cover, because different people around town, if you ask them, what is the Help Office? They'll tell you the big things. They'll say they help with rent, or they help with this or that. But you're giving us a full spectrum of things that y'all help with.
Absolutely. And it's not just the monetary and giving the clothing and the food. Mm-hmm. We're striving more and more as the needs become even greater to provide them with referral services, whether it be to go to see a social worker at St. Benedict's Women's and Day or Women's Family Service Day Shelter, helping them with the food stamp application, just trying to give them more and more resources to help them along the way, not just put a Band-Aid on that. We do not have a designated caseworker, but my volunteers and I are striving to do more and more of that, with giving them plenty of resources that are available in our lobby. We put things in our food order, so we're just, whether it be Section 8 has, where you can sign up for Section 8, whether it be other food pantries you might not know about, give them a list of that. We're trying to make sure our clients are well informed.
Wonderful. You know, it's amazing to know we've got a resource like that in the community. And the name recognition is there. Everybody knows about the Help Office, whether they know a lot about it or not. What is the first step somebody can take if they find themselves in need in any of these categories? What do they do first? How do they contact you?
They can just call us at 270-685-4971. Mm-hmm. We can do most things, all the interviews over the phone. And the reason, the beauty of that came from terrible COVID.
Right.
We used to have our lobby full of people that would come in for in-person interviews. But with COVID, we were like, how are we going to help everybody but not have them in our building?
Right.
So we can do things over the phone. If they have an OMU bill, they have a disconnect, they can simply call. Mm-hmm. And what we do is get basic information, income and expenses. And then we contact their utility company, talk to them, say, hey, do they have a disconnect? How much do they owe?
Right.
Get all that information and simply send a check to the utility company.
Yeah, a lot of people that maybe don't know a lot about you, they think, oh, you're just giving somebody money to take care of something. No, you're getting directly with the people that they owe, and
yes,
you're taking care of it that way.
Absolutely. And that was a new thing that happened during COVID also, or after, well, during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than we used to give them a check.
Right.
We found out that could cause issues. So
the,
like I said, silver lining of COVID, we learned a lot of things. We're doing things better. That keeps moms from having to come in with their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our lobby was full of screaming, crying kids. We love kids.
Right.
But it was hard on moms. So that gives them the opportunity to stay at home, give us a call. People don't have to leave work. They will call us now on their breaks. You can come in person if you wish, and that is not a problem. We still love the one-on-one, face-to-face, but we can be just as compassionate and loving over the phone as we can in person.
Exactly. Now, I've noticed something. I look at your Facebook page quite a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of cross-promotion. There's a lot of organizations here in town that are also helping the needy. Clothes closets, food distributors. I love the way that you all promote these people.
Absolutely. There's so many great nonprofit and resources here in this community. Mm-hmm. And I think here I go with COVID again. I think that brought us together because we were actually communicating more then, and it's just continued, and it's a beautiful thing. And it helps that a lot of us have worked together, you know, in different nonprofits. But yes, we do share other people's what's going on with their nonprofit, and we do have a supportive community.
I've noticed that you do a lot of promotion for Shepherd's Hand with Gwen, and just a lot of different things going on that maybe somebody wouldn't know about if they had to go to everybody's Facebook page.
Exactly.
And so you guys are kind of bringing it in one spot.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a beautiful thing how we're all working together. And the sad thing is these clients need all of these resources. The help office can't pay that bill by themselves. We do a lot of referrals, Salvation Armies, St. Vincent de Paul societies, then the Catholic churches, etc. So it takes more than just the help office, unfortunately, with the needs that we're seeing right now.
Okay, here's a big question. This is a Volunteer Owensboro segment.
Yes.
Do you need people right now?
We always need people. Yeah. Absolutely. Most of our volunteers are retired, so they travel a lot, so they have grandkids, so they're not always there every week, which is fabulous. That's the beauty of being a volunteer, but we always have volunteer opportunities. There's always something to do at the help office.
Yeah.
We are volunteer driven. I do have 3 part-time staff. We are blessed to have an AmeriCorps worker that just started.
Wonderful.
And we also have a couple of other employees that work through a program through Goodwill called CSEP. Mm-hmm. So we have different folks, but we always need help.
Well, there you go. So I guess they can contact you the same way that that someone who needs help would contact you, right?
Absolutely.
If they want to help.
Absolutely. They can call or they can go to our website and they can sign a volunteer form there, or they can actually even just show up. It's on the job training.
Help Office of Owensboro, we want to thank Volunteer Owensboro for the segment, also Foreman Watson Holtry for bringing us these podcasts every week here from Cromwell Media. Angela, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you so much.